I don't know without the Holy Ghost, man, I don't know what I would do. Hello? I tell you, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I couldn't stand up here and tell you and preach the word. I couldn't remember the word. I couldn't see the things that God wants me to see. Amen. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. You know, when we were looking at this, and we're looking at this time of year, I made a statement a few moments ago, and we need to see this as a church. And this month of October is one of the darkest months of the calendar year. And there's a celebration of darkness. There's a celebration of death. There's a celebration that's taking place with spiritual wickedness. Amen? But God wants us to know, understand something. Listen to me. That one of the things that we need to understand is, for one thing, that fear is a spirit. Hello? Hello? It's a spirit. And, you know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we recognize that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God wants us to understand where our battlefield is. Amen. And if we fight this fight, I can't fight this good fight of faith without the Holy Ghost. Hello? Hello? Amen. And maybe if I've been baptized a year ago, maybe I need to be redunked or rebaptized in them. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes things get stale. Amen. And God brings fresh breath, fresh air. Amen. Have you ever been reading in the Bible? I don't know about you, but as a spirit-filled man, when I'm reading in the Bible and I'm looking at the Bible, all of a sudden I come across something and it just jumps out of the page. Have you ever been looking at that? All of a sudden you're looking and all of a sudden it's like something you're reading, that one verse or something comes out of the page. And most of the time when the Lord does that to me, he wants to show me something. And he said to me that I need to apply the scripture to me before I talk to someone else about the scripture. We talked this morning about the comfort we receive. When we're comforted, we bring comfort to others. But if we're not comforted ourselves, it's hard for us to comfort others. Amen. So today we're looking in Romans chapter 15. So open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 15 this morning. We're going to glorify God together in the house. Amen. Verse number 6. He says, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him shall the Gentiles trust. But here's what jumped out at me. Now the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the title of this morning's message is His Power This Hour. Amen. And we're going to look at the power to rejoice, to relax, and to reflect, and of course to retain what the Lord wants to speak to our hearts and lives today. So can we come into unity? I love coming into agreement. So can we lift our word together? Don't get tired of doing this, amen. God isn't creating robots or anything, but there's something about us coming into agreement, okay? The devil can't stand it when we come in agreement, Amen. I don't know about you, but I like to make the devil mad myself. Hallelujah. Amen. So say, repeat it to me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Thank you. In closing, now, Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Now I pray, Father God, that the Spirit of God speaks to me, to the people, Father God. Holy Spirit, speak to us today. May the word that goes forth, may it bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Not only in the room, but those that are listening on the website. Lord, be magnified and glorified in this place, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen, amen, hallelujah. You know, the first thing I was looking at in our text today is, now the God of hope fill you with all joy, amen. I don't know about you, but I like being happy. How many know the devil's always trying to do something to steal your joy and to try to steal your happiness? Hello, no matter where you look, everything, you may be going through something and things are going great, and all of a sudden he comes in the backside and he tries to disturb what the Lord's doing. But the Lord keeps reminding me, it's greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Look at the one next to you and say, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of your testimony. Let your words speak life, not death. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What we're doing is we're not only speaking the word, but we're confessing the word. We're professing the word to one another. But when I was looking at this, he reminded me about to rejoice. In Psalms 126, the children of Israel had been in captivity, and they were delivered. How many in the room were in captivity, but the Lord delivered you? Come on, see your hands, come on. Amen. You know, and he wants us to remember what he has done. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is when you're asking the Lord for something, don't forget about what he's already done. Because if you're reminded about what he's already done, you'll have faith for what he's getting ready to do. But if you don't remember what he's already done, you'll have a difficult time having faith for what you want him to do. Hello? Amen? So he says in Psalms 126, he says in verse number 1, he said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. In other words, they couldn't even really imagine. It was like a dream that came true. Amen. He says, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord have done great things for them. The Lord have done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Amen. I don't know about you, but he makes me happy. Amen. Amen. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, I don't have to think back too far to see what the Lord has done. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. And I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. One way or another, we're going to get happy in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. And he tells us that if you look in Isaiah chapter 61. Are you with me? Hey, is it okay if we have a little bit of fun in church? Amen. 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 Whatever the devil is bugging you with, tell him to get behind you. He has no place in front of you. Amen. Those lies and deception that came to draw you away, God says, I called you by my name. And I placed my spirit within you for a time and a reason and a purpose. And I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to do things in you that you can't even imagine if you just release it and allow me to do it. You'll never be able to do it on your own strength. But my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen. I love you just like you are. I'm not disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm glad. I'm glad that you're here. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has a plan and purpose in every life. Hallelujah. 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 We can't give the enemy any room. He takes enough as it is. Amen. It's time for the body of Christ to stand up as an army, as a body of Christ, and recognize who's in us and how great the one is in us and how much power and authority he's given us in this nation, in this world, to take back what belongs to the kingdom of God. Amen. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet. Hallelujah. Now, there isn't any recording artists that are going to ask me to cut an album or anything. I'm not a singer, but I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I think when I sing, he just chuckles. But in Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 10. The prophet Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he have clothed me with the garments of salvation. He have covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all. God of hope would bring us joy. And I was looking at that, and the Lord took me to Jeremiah chapter 15, and God wants to get something into your spirit today. So go with me to Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah 15. Verse number 16. The prophet Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. In other words, his words were found, and I had to digest them. I just couldn't chew on it. I had to swallow it so it had an effect. Amen. God said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. and you wonder why you can't overcome some things, and you wonder why you don't have victory over them, because God says you're reading the word, you're hearing the word, you're seeing the word, but you're not digesting the word. And when the word is digested, the Spirit will bring those, remember, it's those things that you've learned, that you've digested, they're in there, they're not hidden from you. Amen. But you have to chew it and swallow it so it brings life to your body. Amen. And so we're talking about to rejoice. How do I rejoice in the midst of the storm? I rejoice in the midst of the storm because I know God's word and I know his promises and I know he's going to see me through. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, I've got to believe God and his word. If God said it, he's going to do it. Amen. And you say, well, Pastor, what do I need to do? You need to start believing God at his word. Amen. And when we believe God at his word, it's because we digest at that word and we're acting on that word, and that word becomes life in the abundance thereof. Amen. He also says there, the God of hope bring you joy and peace. Joy and peace. And I have there to relax. Sometimes we need to chill out for a moment. Is anybody with me? One of the things I have to work on the most in my life, he says, fill you with joy and peace in believing. What did James tell us this morning? What did they share? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, not the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen? So we're looking about this joy and this peace in believing. In other words, I'm trusting the Lord with all my heart. I'm believing him. And then in the midst of the storm, I can have the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding. Amen? One of the reasons the Holy Spirit is speaking so much on this subject in the days that we're living in is because there's so much unrest. There's not only unrest in the world, there's unrest in the body of Christ. Amen? And you need to come out Wednesday night, because if I'm speaking on the latter days. He says, in the latter times, men shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And that's the time that we're in right now. That's the age that we're living in right now. But he says to relax. The word of God tells us, he says, for us to be anxious for nothing, but if and everything with prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace that surmounts all understanding shall guard our hearts and minds to Christ. Amen. And what he was talking about to relax, he isn't just talking about chilling out or resting in him. He's also speaking. How many in here sometimes get anxious and things are going on and your mind won't shut down so you could sleep and you're not getting very much sleep at night? Come on. The Holy Spirit wants to minister to you today, okay? The Holy Spirit wants to minister to you by the Word of God. Open your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 4. Verse number 6, the psalmist says this. He says, there be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time of their corn and their wine increase, or the time of harvest. Okay. Then he says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. In other words, I've got to cast my cares upon the Lord, for I know that he cares for me. I got to release the battle to the Lord. Parents, grandparents, there's nothing you could do for your grown-up children, but pray for them, and you release it to the Lord. You release it to the Lord. You cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you, and he is the one that's going to change their heart and mind. You sitting up and worrying about anything isn't going to change anything but make you sick. Amen? He says he gives his beloved rest. Amen? I like a good night's sleep. Amen? Amen? And if you like me, when my mind gets going, there ain't no shutting it off. So I got to learn how to keep it from going. Amen? And I get to keep it from going, recognize that the Lord said for me to rest in him. He gives us sleep. He gives us sound sleep. But he not only gives us peace or to relax in the midst of sleep, okay? But he also, in Luke chapter 1, verse 77, the Word of God says this. It says, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high have visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen? In other words, he guides and directs us. Not only does he allow us to sleep and rest in peace, but he guides and directs our feet in the way of peace. Luke 1:79. To give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen? Blessed are your steps. He says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He says he's ordered our steps. Our steps are ordered. Amen? And he orders our steps in the way of peace. Amen? And let me say something to you. Listen to me. When you're filled with the Spirit of God and recognize that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, no matter what turmoil or storm you face, it can't steal your peace, because whatever's going on the outside isn't what dictates your peace. Your peace comes from the inside, not from the outside. Amen? Your peace comes from within. Amen? And so many times we think, well, if I do this or do that, I'm going to get my peace. No. You're trying to do things in the natural. And our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down the strongholds. And what are we doing? We're casting down that every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God. If God says I can have joy and peace, I can have joy and peace. That means I got to bring under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Christ said it, I believe it. Well, who's Christ? He's God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Amen? The same was in the beginning with God. There ain't no three. They're all three one. Amen? So, when we're looking at this, the prophet Jeremiah said, I found your words, and I did eat them. And they were the joy and rejoicing in my heart, because I am called by your name. How many are called in this room? Come on. How many are called in here? How many are called? I want to see your hands. Come on. Are you called by God? If you've got Jesus in your heart, you're called. Amen. Just as the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15:16, I found your words that I did eat them. Now, the Father wants you and I to understand what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 14:17. Okay? He said, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. In other words, it's not what you're doing in the natural to feed your body. He says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness. Whose righteousness do we have? Whose righteousness do we have? And peace. Whose peace do we have? And what else? And joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Can somebody be happy in the room? So the kingdom of God isn't about what I'm going to have for lunch after church today. But it's recognizing that I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And I've got the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding that guards my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And I got the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What does joy of the Holy Ghost look like? What does the joy look like? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, up in my head, down in my feet. Can somebody get happy in the place? Amen. You know something? If you look around you, what's taking place in the world and what the adversary is doing, he's doing everything to keep you from being happy. Yeah? Is anybody happy in the room? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So y'all know when I look at you, if you're not smiling, I'm going to start ministering to you. I'm going to tickle you with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen? I want you to be able to say that I was in the room today and the joy of the Lord filled the atmosphere. Amen? Amen? Because God does something in here for you to take it out there. And if you don't get something in here, you might just take out something. What did you take out there? Might not be fresh. Amen? So, are you with me? But then he says that we may abound in hope. And when I'm looking at abound in hope, the Lord reminded me to reflect. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and I'm believing God for the miraculous, I've got to not forget what he has done, amen, that encourages me and brings me hope. I was looking at them to reflect, You know, every morning, you're sort of like me, when I get up, the first thing I do is I brush my teeth. Praise God. Amen. And I look in the mirror, and I thank the Lord. Amen. That he's given me such a good-looking man. No. Pride cometh before destruction, the haughty spirit before the fall. All right? No. But when I look in the mirror, truly, honestly, before when I looked in the mirror before Christ, I didn't see what I see now. When I look in the mirror now, I see a child of God. Amen. And when I see myself as a child of God, I've got a heritage. Amen. Amen. I walk with power and authority because of what Christ has done. And so in 1 Peter chapter 3, here we go. The Apostle Peter said this in verse 15. He said, but sanctify, purify, make holy the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen? In other words, if we're letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory, then we're expecting this week, I'll just use it this week, at Purcell Park, where I run this week, on Tuesday. I've been walking and running, and there's been a man that's walking his dog every day, and I said, hey, 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 and I started communicating, but in a little. But then the Lord opened up the door of opportunity on Tuesday. Hopefully he'll be here next Sunday. His brother was in town this week. To stop and to communicate the gospel of Christ. and he gave his heart to the Lord. Amen? So Rich gave his heart to the Lord. Well, I was just going to get Harris, but he just went to the bathroom. He was a park adventure too. Amen? And sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready. Always give a man the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. In other words, we're letting our light so shine. There's a difference. I'm not grudging running. I'm having a good time out there. Amen? I'm having a good time sharing God's love and his mercy and his grace. Does that mean that everything in my life is perfect? No. Does that mean everything is going well? No. Does that mean that I have the promises of God? Yes. Amen. And I'm looking at what God said. Amen. How's your back today? Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Do you understand what he's saying? He is saying that the God of hope that fills us with joy and peace in believing, and we abound in the hope of God through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm codependent. I'm codependent. I need the Holy Ghost, man. I need the Holy Ghost. And you can't really do it without him. You know, and you say, well, Pastor, I don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, let me ask you that, if you're not speaking in other tongues when you get in prayer in your prayer closet, you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but he gives me utterance when I know not what to pray. And I pray in the Spirit, and I pray with understanding too. But most of the time, I pray in the Spirit because I don't understand what to pray in the natural. And I can't see everything in the natural, so I pray in the Spirit of God, and the Spirit gives me utterance. Amen. And I get refreshed, and I get renewed. Every time I get in my prayer closet, I get built back up. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the neighbor and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Look at the woman next to you. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. He don't want half empty vessels. Hallelujah. One of the biggest reasons, and that we really need to reflect on the Holy Spirit, we need the light of the Lord, is in the time that we're living in, especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 3. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In other words, if I'm all smiley and I'm all cheery and I'm all got a good personality and I don't tell the people the reason that I'm all happy and I've got this joy and I've got this personality going on, I've taken the credit for it and not given the credit to God. Amen? So the apostle says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen? This is my buddy Eris. Folks, this is Eris. He's my Purcell Park friend also. Amen? Huh? Amen. So with this in mind, we're looking at where we need the power of the Holy Ghost so we can truly rejoice no matter what, so that we can relax in the midst of the storm. And we do this by, the Holy Spirit reminds us, he gives us reflection of God's word. You know, in Romans chapter 5, the apostle reminds us, in verse number 1, I'll start there. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations work in patience. Now you can't glory in tribulations without the Holy Ghost. You hear me? Ain't no way you're going to glory in a storm without the Holy Spirit. We glory in tribulations, knowing the tribulations work of patience, and patience gives us experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by what? By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Look at one next to you and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what separates you and I from the world is the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what does it. So in closing today, not only does he give us the power of the Holy Ghost to rejoice, to relax, to reflect, but also to retain. To retain. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 13. The Word of God says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. You know, the good thing that we have is our salvation. I don't know, that's the greatest gift of all. And God is saying to us today, simply in closing, that the God of hope will bring us joy and peace in believing, that we will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What God says to us today is, church, don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. It's from the good, good Father. It's from the Father of lights. Amen. With him, there's no shadow of turning. That means wherever he is, there's light. Amen. So he's telling us in closing, if we just trust in him, then we can rejoice in the midst of whatever we go through. We can relax and find rest. We can reflect on his goodness and his mercy and his grace, and we can retain everything that he gives to us. How many things has the Father given unto you that the enemy has come in and stolen? Come on. Come on. God says that he has plans and purposes in each and every one of our lives. All you can do about the past is learn from it. There is nothing you can do to change it, but you have all power for today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will choose to rejoice, and I will choose to be glad in it. No one else can choose for me. God says he's given us the power to choose ourselves. Choose life or choose death. The choice is yours. God isn't going to make you and I do anything, but he's given us everything that we may be victorious. We can all of a sudden say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word today. We're so grateful for sending your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. In the closing moments of the service, Father God, as you're ministering to our hearts and our lives, may everyone in the room recognize there is nothing they can do about yesterday. Even the things that they did wrong, that was out of your will, all you ask them to do is turn from it, repent, and they will not be judged. So neither do we judge anyone in the room. But Father God, you said that you would pour your Spirit out upon all your flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall have dreams. On your servants and handmaidens, you will pour out your Spirit. And Father God, we just open this service that we needed a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. So can we just stand together in the closing today?